Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable.
This is Doug Haslam at Voce Communications.
And Jim Storer with the Community Roundtable.
With us is Ray Gans, the community manager at Actuate. And Ray, why don't you just quickly introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Actuate?
What I do is work primarily with the Bird Exchange community, working with users and developers there who are using Eclipse BERT and Commercial BERT to build data visualizations and add that to their web applications. So I manage the community, get to know the people, make sure that the community is happy and healthy.
And just to explain, BERT stands for Business Intelligence
Reporting Tools. Yes.
So you manage the community there, and I got the impression from earlier, and I should disclose that Actuate is a Voce client, although I don't personally work on the account. I got the impression that there are different kind of levels or types of communities within the larger community in there. Could you explain exactly how the community works?
Yeah, maybe it might be good to talk a little bit about the history of BERT, and that will explain how these communities developed.
Sure.
In 2004, a collaboration between the Eclipse Foundation and Actuate was started. Actuate is and has been an experienced company in the area of enterprise reporting. And at that point, looking at the way things were going, it was clear that web technologies were the future and that more and more people were getting on the web and looking at their data and trying to understand it and make business decisions on that data from the web and from browsers. So they decided at the time to create what turned into BERT, which was a from-scratch reporting and data visualization tool that could take data and express it using web technologies in very effective ways. Actuate itself builds products around this. They decided to go with Eclipse because, again, open source was a good model at that time, and still is a good model, to get lots of people involved and get it out there so that many people can make use of it. And then Actuate builds products around that. As we started, we began using the Eclipse community as our community, but we found that over time that while it's a fantastic environment for doing open source development itself, it's not necessarily the best for working with users, especially when commercial interests are involved. It's pretty much focused on open source, and it should be, all right? So in 2007, we started BERT Exchange, which was a separate community and website that is located and run by Actuate. And its main focus is to work with BERT developers and business users, people who are actually using BERT to do things, not so much working on BERT to add new features and things to the core technology. So we still work closely with Eclipse, and we mirror their news groups on the BERT Exchange forums. So BERT Exchange, which is what I'm primarily involved with, is it's really not so much an open source developer site as it is a place where open source and commercial BERT users can come and learn about BERT and collaborate with each other. So It's a big knowledge base. I think most people who come to BERT Exchange are coming there to learn about things. I'd say most of the people that come there are Eclipse BERT users. They're open source users, and they're looking at our getting started materials, looking at the forums to get their questions answered, and DevShare, which is our place where developers share tricks and tips and interesting ideas and things.
Could I ask you a question about BERT Exchange? Can you talk a little bit about the growth of that community? It sounds like you may have had a vibrant community or a community happening on Eclipse, and you decided you wanted to move it over and kind of do it within Actuate. I'm wondering about the growth of your community and how the number of members grew over time and the interactions, if it went from Actuate having to provide a lot of the content and conversations, and then it kind of grew into a more of a user-generated community, or if you followed a different model.
No, that sounds about right. I think we started by starting our own forums and breaking it down into separate areas that made it easier for developers who are interested in particular aspects, whether working with the designers or working with the deployment of reports and data visualizations, in their applications. So that it was a little bit more focused than the Eclipse News Group was. Again, we still work very closely with them. We have a team of evangelists who started working with the on Bird Exchange, answering questions on the forums and creating these DevShare articles, just basically can be pieces of code, sample code, or articles that explain how to do particular things using BERT. And over time, more and more users started coming to get their questions answered and to jump into the knowledge base that grew over time with DevShare and the forums. So we've got over 30,000 members, registered members in BERT Exchange right now. It's certainly the most active online BERT community of people that regularly visiting BERT Exchange for BERT, and I think it's growing and healthy. It's continues to grow over time, and we're very pleased with the way it's going.
And I'm seeing some events and things like that that you do specifically for the community. Can you talk a little bit about how you? I think about those as programs. How you program the community and what sorts of activities you create for members to kind of keep that going.
Primarily, we're focusing on what the needs are of the community right now, and the primary needs are knowledge. So one of the things we do for fun is we do a monthly contest, and people can submit DevShare articles, which are free, and they can drop it in there. And we choose the ones that are the most popular out there, and then have the community vote to see which one they like the best, and then the author of that wins a small prize. And that's been kind of fun. I don't know that contests necessarily drive a lot of interest, but I've heard from people that they like to see that they happen. It shows that we're interested in what they're doing and so on. I think we also pay attention to those people who are interested in answering questions and feel a need to give back and make sure that those developers, feel appreciated. In fact, as time goes forward, I'd like to do a lot more of that to really provide quite a bit of recognition for them. We have a community advisory council, which is made up of 3 Actuate people and 9 people from around the world that we get together occasionally and talk about the needs of the community, talk about changes and things that can be done on BERT Exchange, the infrastructure and website, and, basically to get an idea of, what we should be going, which directions we should be moving. And that's been very nice as well.
My general question here is, what are your success metrics? But more specifically, because you're talking about when you started talking about the advisory council, my mind then wandered over to what does Actuate take out of this? This is a community for the developers and the users, but what is in it for the company? Are you getting some product development ideas or customer service elements out of this?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we're basically using an open core business model where we have open source as the center. And the Eclipse open source BERT is very capable. It's not crippled in any way. It's a very robust platform that many people can use and be happy with. Our products that we build around it, we add additional interactivity that is not part of the core platform. We have Flash widgets and things or components that can be made part of it. And we've got deployment opportunities for scheduling and security on an enterprise level, which are beyond what would be part of the core platform. So by people coming to BERT Exchange and interacting with us in the community and on the forums, and they become exposed to our products. They get free to download them and try them out if they like, and many do, and we get customers that way. So yeah, it works out great.
And to bring it back up to the higher level question on success metrics, do you measure certain metrics, for example, maybe number of community members or level of engagement? What do you keep track of that helps you determine how the community is succeeding and meeting goals?
That's the million-dollar question that everybody asks, right? How do you measure community?
I'm guessing your bosses probably occasionally ask it, right?
Well, I think, first of all, we measure everything that we can, right? And we look for trends, and we look for interesting things. You know, if we can, we try and see when we have a marketing promotion or something going, does it change any of these things? I'd like to say that we've got a well-oiled machine that really monitors every little blip and thing very closely, and I think we try and do the best we can with that. But to get back to what metrics that we really pay attention to, I think we look to find out, certainly, you know, are our registrations continuing to grow and improve? Are people paying attention and finding this valuable? We look at the number of visitors, people, and try and judge whether, are they doing more than one thing? Do they just hit the page, one page, you know, through a Google search or something and then bounce out again? Or are they there and they're going to hit a number of different pages? Are they going to download something? Are they going to look at DevShare? Are they going to go into the forums and ask a question? So we try and count those sorts of things and try and see that, you know, we're getting a steady number of people that are continuing to do that so that the people are sticking a little bit. It's easy to have somebody jump in because they see a contest or they see something, come in, see what it's all about, say, oh, that's not for me, and go away. That would count as a visit, but not necessarily as an effective a visit as someone who actually looked around a little bit. So we're trying to measure that capability. We look at downloads, how many people are downloading DevShare articles. It shows that they're actually interested in learning things. We measure a number of people that are replying to forums and not just asking questions, things like that. And all these things kind of flow together into a set of metrics that we take a look at every few weeks and judge the health of our community.
It sounds like you're talking a little bit about engagement and member engagement. And I guess the question that I want to follow on with is, if your CEO came to you and said, can you define what an active member is for me? How do you look at that, and what do you think an active member for your community is?
I think we have been talking about this for a while. You've probably seen the pyramid, different diagrams where you've got your lower areas, which are just people who are curious and kind of bop in and lurk and really don't contribute mm-hmm. or participate much at all, other than maybe read and get knowledge, and then those people are great, all right? They make up the bulk of any community. Then there's business users, people who really pay more attention and may visit more frequently, especially if they're working on a particular problem or issue, and they may ask a question or so. Next level up is active users, and these are people who have a little bit more expertise, and they'll answer questions. They may submit a DevShare article, may participate in a number of different ways, but you know, are interested in the community and feel some sense of association with that. Next up, I'd say, would be your minor contributors, and these are people who fairly regularly will answer questions, submit a DevShare article, do hang out on the site, and then and are, you know, adding content. And then maybe at the top, you have a very few people who are the top contributors, major contributors, who are doing a lot of work and really feel a strong association with the community. And those people, of course, are gold and wonderful. So we look at those different people and try and make sure that we know who the top two, the major and minor contributors are, and try and get to know as many of the active members as possible so that we build a relationship with them and hopefully make them feel good and comfortable about participating on Bird Exchange.
Do you interact with your members face-to-face? Do you tie the community into any user group events or things like that you do in a face-to-face environment?
We're starting to form user groups right now. We've got one in London, one in Paris, one in Southern California, and it looks like we may be starting another one in Germany pretty soon, which is kind of exciting. So, yes, I think user groups, face-to-face user groups are fantastic. There's a lot of things that you can do face-to-face, you know, with asking questions and just networking with other people that is very important, that is harder to do, you know, in an online community. So Actuate is, you know, very interested in supporting user groups and, you know, helping them get off the ground and getting them moving. We provide speakers, we provide, you know, door prizes sometimes and other things to help them move and get started. So
it sounds like you're sending a message to anyone who's listening from the BERT Exchange that would love to set up a user group somewhere, either internationally or in the U.S., right?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if they go to the Connect page on BERT Exchange in the community site, there's information there about contacting me and how to get started. So I'd love to have as many user groups start as we can. That'd be wonderful.
Well, thanks. Ray Gans, Community Manager at Actuate, also running the BERT Exchange, BIRT-exchange.org. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been great talking with you, Jim and Doug.
Thanks, Ray.
You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications. To comment on what you have heard, email doug@voceconnect.com or jim@community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on either blog.